The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, lots of very exciting sport at the weekend. Colm Bouygues from Off the Ball joins me now. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Started with Munster.
Oh, yeah, let's start. That's a nice way to start. Munster, yeah, they beat Saracens 17-12. They weren't good in the first half. Saracens seemed to be three-pointing their way to victory, and Munster were conceding a few penalties. But they had about a five-minute spell in the second half, Munster, that they took full advantage of. Gavin Coombs and John Hodnett standing out for try scoring. And Jack Crowley, by the way, at number 10, right? He had a kind of flawed game, Pat. He had good spells. He nearly scored one of the tries of the year when he kicked the ball over the Saracens' defence, not once but twice in a row. But on the third time round, he actually dropped the ball. So he'd done all the hard work and missed the easy part. And it would have been an amazing try. Liam Williams nearly scored for Saracens at the end, but Munster hung on for a hard-fought and deserved victory at Thomond Park. Wasn't the best game, it doesn't matter if they won.
Now, before we get to the Leinster match, in between, we had a lot of FA Cup action.
We did, yeah. So the big one was yesterday at the Emirates. It finished a draw after 120 minutes between Arsenal and Manchester United. And the latter side won it on penalties, which was, I suppose, a surprise to a few.
They were down to 10 men.
Diogo Dalot was sent off for a second yellow card. And of course, there was no VAR. Arsenal got a really soft penalty when Harry Maguire was adjudged to have fouled Kai Havertz.
Why was there no VAR?
Because certain grounds that are hosting the FA Cup third round can't have VAR in their ground. They don't have the setup for it. So for fairness, nobody can have it. But I enjoyed it. It was a throwback. It was nostalgic to other times where there can be flawed decisions, but you get on with the game.
Okay, and it went to penalties in the end, and Manchester United were redeemed.
They were,
Cersei particularly, I suppose, redeemed by his penalty, which must have required nerves of steel.
Yeah, it did, and the penalties were all great. Joshua Zirkzee, like what a rollercoaster he's had since he's joined the club after the Newcastle debacle when he's taken off in the first half, and then he nearly sets up the winner at Anfield, but Harry Maguire misses it, and then he scores the penalty. But the big hero, I suppose, yesterday for Manchester United was the player of the match, Altay Bundayir, the Turkish goalkeeper.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
He
saved two penalties, one in normal time from Odegaard with the penalty I just mentioned there, down to his bottom left. It was a great save because it wasn't a bad penalty, Pat. Like, it was a well-struck penalty by Odegaard. And then in the penalty shootout, the exact same save was replicated, this time against Kai Havertz, down to his bottom left. And that was the only penalty missed in the shootout by both sides. So it was a high enough quality game. Arsenal should have won the match. They had a man extra for superior or significant portion of the game. They had loads of opportunities. Kai Havertz had a chance between you and me. For the listener's perspective, that's about 2 yards. And Declan Rice, who didn't start the game, he came on, had two really good opportunities to win the game for Arsenal. They should have won it, but United hung in there.
Yeah, and some criticism of the refereeing, probably because of the absence of VAR, so you're depending on the human factor.
It was back to like your local park football. So like the penalty decision was so, so soft. People will remember Wayne Rooney and Saul Campbell in 2004 at Old Trafford. It was like that. It was a very soft penalty. And then Bruno Fernandes should have had a free kick on the edge of the box when Gabriel Jesus tackled him from behind, and that wasn't given. There was some people complaining about Diogo Dalot's second yellow, that it wasn't yellow. I thought it was. He lunged in. But it was kind of the big moments like that. And generally speaking, not having VAR kind of exposed the referee for human nature flaws, which is what happens. People make mistakes.
Now, meantime, we have Leinster going to La Rochelle to take on Ronan O'Gara's 15. Ronan O'Gara's comments, I'm reading the Irish Times, it's, are they better? We'll see in May. Yeah. Says Ronan.
It was a fantastic match, actually. And Antoine Hostoy, the out half for La Rochelle, who we actually talked about last week as well, he nearly won the game twice for La Rochelle in the dying minutes. So the ball is passed back to him for a drop goal, which Josh van der Fleer, who was outstanding for Leinster, blocked down. But I think more interestingly is a penalty from long distance that Hostoy just was short with. It hit the post.
Yeah. I mean, it was bang on target in terms of its direction.
Just short. But I thought what was most interesting, the referee was checking a Caelan Doris incident for foul play and he ruled it out. And then when he went back to Hostoy, he said, oh no, hold on now. Bring the ball back. That you brought it too far forward there. Yeah. So we brought it back a couple of inches and that was the difference in it not going over. Had the referee not spotted that, now Leinster players were complaining.
Had
the referee not adjudicated, I think La Rochelle would have actually won the game, even though Leinster would have retrieved possession. But they didn't look like scoring a try in the second half, Leinster. It was a really tight game. Look, ultimately, it's good for both sides. If Leinster beat Bath this weekend, they have a home match every round up until the final. And if La Rochelle go to Treviso and win, they have a home match in the last 16.
Okay, but they will meet again, one suspects.
Hopefully, yeah. We don't know, but hopefully they will. And we'll see in May, the comments there by Raj was both, we'll see if we play them again, and we'll see if Leinster can finally win the Champions Cup again.
So the draw for the next round of the FA Cup has happened, and it'll Manchester United have an interesting draw with Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, Ruud van Nistelrooy and Leicester City at Old Trafford, which it should be great. I mean, look, people already fondly remember his interim spell as manager there, Van Nistelrooy. And Bruno Fernandes was saying after the game yesterday that he already had texted Van Nistelrooy about the draw. So it should be good. Leicester had a 6-2 victory against Queen's Park Rangers. There weren't really too many shocks over the weekend, Pat. Plymouth beat Brentford at Brentford's place, which was kind of interesting. And Tamworth held Tottenham scoreless.
Yeah, they made hard work of it.
And Tamworth nearly scored twice in the end. They hit the woodwork as well. And one of their players who works in Zara as a sales assistant had to fix the goal net just before the game started because the net had fallen down. So that was wonderful FA Cup third round
action. Now, club action in the GAA and Dalkey bedecked with red and white, and rightly so.
You're delighted. You're outed as a coolest supporter. Yes, absolutely. This is your local. Yes, so they're into their first ever All-Ireland football senior final. They've won their hurling equivalent, of course, twice in 2017 and 18. So they're looking to only become the second club in Irish GAA history to have won both. That was St Finbarr's of Cork. So Coola beat Coolra Strandhill of Sligo, who were the first Sligo kind of champions in 41 years. So they've had an amazing last few weeks. And the game was tight enough. Coola won by 14 points to 9. They were always ahead. They were 7 points ahead with 20 minutes to go. That was brought back to 2 points. So it was tight enough in the end. But Conor Callaghan, again, their star player, was kind of the difference at the end. And actually, his brother as well contributed to 4 points at the end to set them apart. The other game was probably the slightly more exciting one, which is Airgill Kieran of Tyrone. The first Tyrone side into this competition's final, which is amazing to think. They beat Dr. Croaks of Kerry. The Canavan brothers were just unbelievable. Unbelievable for Airgill Kieran. They scored 113.
And of course, the Australian Open underway, but we're in the early stages, so...
Yeah, so there's been Stefanos Tsitsipas, the Greek player. He got to the final 2 years ago. He's out already. Yeah. He lost in the first round. He called it karma because he pulled out of the doubles with his brother to concentrate in the singles, and now he's not playing anything at all. And Victoria Azarenka, who won the Australian Open twice in a row, most recently in 2013, she's also out in the first round. So is Sofia Kenin. She won the competition 5 years ago. She lost Coco Gauff. And Novak Djokovic is currently playing with Andy Murray in his corner, and he's a set down, Pat.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're into the depths of the second set there.
We'll keep an eye on that throughout the programme. Colin Bouygues from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.